Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Good to have you here on what is a very nice day. Sunny and warm. Little bit of wind now. Enjoy the warm weather today. Not that it's not going to be warm tomorrow, but it is going to be windy, very windy and rainy. In fact, we know parts of the province could see wind gusts of over 100 kilometers an hour as of tomorrow. Probably the central and maybe a little bit more to the south part of the province where you're going to feel that, but definitely a dump of rain on the way for part of the province tomorrow as well. So enjoy the day today. That's the moral of this. Well, this week marks Women Entrepreneurs Week in Saskatchewan, which is a great opportunity to recognize the impact, the resilience, the leadership of women business owners across the province. And as we've talked about over the last number of years, this is a great, positive, growing trend that we're seeing in Saskatchewan. And I've got two great leaders that are joining me today on the show. I'm happy to have Maria Olofsson joining us, who is the owner of Freba Pottery and also a rural ambassador for WESC, which is the Women Entrepreneurs of Saskatchewan. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. Also joining me today in studio is Veronique Lowen, who is the owner of Verilingo Communications, also a WESC member. Veronique, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Maria, maybe we can start by talking about your journey, because Freba Pottery, in fact, I first heard about your company through Brittany Cafe. She had done, I think, a great report on your business. Talk about the decision to go into this business.
In 2013, my family and I moved back to Wynyard, which is my hometown, and I had been doing pottery for about 10 years by then, and I had always wanted to have a little pottery store, and so we built my little pottery store on the side of the highway on our property, and I always wanted to run it on the honor system based on a studio I had visited in Denman Island. And I was a teacher at the time, and so I taught full-time and did pottery half-time. And in 2021, I left teaching completely to do pottery full-time. And the highway store has been operating for 13 years on the honor system and has worked very well. And then in 2023, I expanded my business offerings by offering elemental claycation and immersive pottery retreat, where people come and stay. And I get to use my teaching skills and teach them pottery over a weekend, as well as they get to stay in my heritage house and connect through creativity.
Maria Olofsson is my guest. So my next guest and my other guest on the topic of running a business has a similar story, in that she stepped away from her main full-time job career to step into this. Talk about, Maria, the decision to do that. How tough was that to do? Because it is a little bit of a leap of faith, is it not?
Oh, it's a huge leap of faith. I mean, I was a teacher for 25 years, 5 years to retirement, and decided to bank on people still want pottery and will stop and buy pottery. And but I wasn't willing to just keep teaching just because it was going to be a paycheck. I was passionate about teaching, but I had become even more passionate about pottery. And as I taught my students, don't wait until you've graduated, or don't wait till you retire to do what you're passionate about. Just do it. And so that's one of the main reasons why I left teaching to do pottery. But my exposure had become so much greater that people were noticing it. And now with my other offering, I am still able to teach and make pottery, and like, I'm literally living the dream.
And your story is an inspiration to many people who are listening, who maybe are hoping to make that step but haven't. I think that's part of the value of being able to tell these stories. Veronique Lowen, I want to bring you into this conversation. So you have done communications for a big part of your life. You too, though, decided there was a time when it was maybe time to strike out on your own. What's your story?
Yeah, my story is I spent 25 years as a communicator in the mining industry, and then you know, as part of my role, I was engaged with all kinds of people, particularly in the nonprofit sector, and then small medium-sized businesses. And, you know, I noticed there was a gap. These organizations were lacking professional communication. And I felt that was maybe hindering their ability to reach their objectives, to grow. And so I thought, well, there's a gap here and maybe I can fill it. Maybe I can be that fractional communicator, if we can say that, for these organizations. So yes, I left my, my full-time employment, in 2020, which was quite interesting.
An interesting time, stepping away during the pandemic.
Exactly. Yeah. I left the mining company in January. And then as we all know, you know, we got shut down pretty much in March, right? But for me, it give me the opportunity, actually give people the opportunity to realize that communication matters. All of a sudden, we were all working from home, right? And so people realized that they needed better, more efficient communication with their employees, their suppliers, you name it, right? And so that's where I got engaged.
I was talking with Maria about that leap of faith. Did you... Mm-hmm. feel that yourself, even though you were stepping away from one, retiring from one, but stepping into another? What was that like?
Yeah, it's definitely a leap of faith. I mean, people didn't understand why, you know, I would leave a good job, as they say, you know, a good career. And then understanding, and then I didn't really have, I would say, the knowledge, I guess, to be an entrepreneur. So I had to kind of find my way. That's where West comes in. But I had to find my way. I mean, I had seen entrepreneurs. My parents were entrepreneurs. My dad was a farmer. I owned a store, etc. So, I mean, I had seen how it was done. But once you do it yourself, it's quite different.
Right.
And the leap of faith is, you know, finances, for example. How do you start? Do you, you know, self-fund? Do you go for a loan? Where do you go for a loan? Will they give me a loan? Right? So things like that. Where are my clients? How do I narrow that down? All of these questions that you don't think when you think about when you're working for somebody else, but all of a sudden, this is your everyday.
Mm-hmm. So we're chatting with Veronique Lowen, who is the owner of Verolingo Communications, also a WESC member. You mentioned the Women Entrepreneurs of Saskatchewan, otherwise known as WESC, was one resource to help you. How are they able to help leaders like yourself that are venturing into an entrepreneurial venture, mm-hmm. like owning your own company?
Yeah, often. So whether it's because you see a gap or you have a passion, like Maria, you know, you jump into it, and you don't know what you don't know. And WESC helps you get to know, get to understand what you don't know and what you need. You know, what kind of organization are you starting? Is it a sole proprietorship? Is it, are you going to incorporate? You know, is it a limited partnership if there are others involved? So those questions, they help you answer that. When do you need an accountant? At what point, you know, do you need an accountant? What program are you going to use to keep track of your finances? All of these things, they provide help for that. And then I would say probably one of the biggest assets through WESC is the mentorship, the champions that you meet along the way, right? It's finding other women that are in the same position, have a great idea, don't exactly know where to start, and then so we can help each other.
Right. I want to bring Maria Olofsson back into the conversation, Freba Pottery and a WESC rural ambassador. Do you see any differences, Maria, between, you know, being an entrepreneur in rural Saskatchewan versus urban Saskatchewan?
Well, I think one of the things is that the population may not just come upon you. I mean, particularly for my business, people just do drive by and see the open sign. But as a rural brand ambassador, I am connecting with other women entrepreneurs out in rural Saskatchewan that may not necessarily know how to get more exposure or even know that there's other women entrepreneurs, whereas in the city, oh, well, just down the block, there's one and there's one. And so the Rural Brand Ambassador Program came about just over 2 years ago, so that we could connect rural brand or rural entrepreneurs together in connects and different ways, so that they had a support system. It's that collaboration over competition. And I mean, for myself, WESC has been so key in my journey, learning more about business rather than just being a creative. And so we have connects regularly now across the province. There's 8 rural brand ambassadors. And so now we don't have to drive to the city to connect with women entrepreneurs, and we can talk about the same thing of, oh, how do we get someone to pull into the small town to shop? Because our population isn't as big, and different things like that.
Right. What advice would you give, Maria, to women that are listening right now that are thinking about starting their own business but haven't committed to making that step?
I would call WESC and ask for business advisor. I have told this to numerous people, and they can help you build your business plan. Like, you don't have to show up with a beautiful business plan already. That is what the business advisors will do. It will help you come up with a business plan, and then what are your next steps? A prime example is one of the entrepreneurs in Wynyard, Tessa Jordan with Pen & Page Bookshop. She had an idea, but she went to WESC and they helped her build her business plan and took her through all of the steps to take the idea to the business, and she's now been open for 2 years. And so it's a prime example of, if you have an idea, WESC can support you.
Maria Olofsson, one of 2 guests that I've got joining. By the way, the WESC website for Women Entrepreneurs of Saskatchewan is simply WESC.ca, so WESC.ca. Veronique, I want to bring you into the conversation again with that same question. What advice would you have? You've got someone in front of you who is interested in making the step. They could be young. They could be someone who's already enjoyed a career but want to step out on their own. Yeah. What would you say?
I would start by saying, you know what, there's no specific time. There's no I'm ready right. time. There's just you have the will and you know the drive to just take the plunge. Just take the plunge, right? Mm-hmm. There's no perfect time. And truly the confidence as an entrepreneur, it comes by being an entrepreneur and by exercising, you know, your talent basically. And so I would say just do it, you know, try it out. And then my next thing would be probably it's also about relationships. And so the relationships you created before you took the plunge and then the relationship you will create after. Really, that's in my case, relationships have meant everything, really.
Very quickly, where can we find you online, Veronique?
Verolingo.com.
Verolingo.com.
Yeah, Verolingo.com.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you so much for being here today. Maria, thank you for being here. Where can we find you? First of all, your roadside stand, and have you got an online presence?
So my roadside store is between Depot and Wynyard on Highway 16. It's open 24 hours on the honor system. Cash, check, e-transfer, or credit card, and then frebapottery.com.
frebapottery.com. Great. Well, Maria, thank you so much for being here as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great to have you both. Again, it's Women Entrepreneurs Week, and if you want to find out more about the organization WESC, Women Entrepreneurs of Saskatchewan, it's WESC.ca. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to our guests that joined us to talk about what it's like being a business owner, a women entrepreneur. We had Maria Olofsson in and Veronique Lowen, both owning their own business. Verolingo Communications is what Veronique runs, and Maria runs Freba Pottery, which, by the way, a number of texters saying how much they love Freba Pottery. Make regular stops out at the roadside stand there, as was mentioned, and it's on the honor system. You buy your pottery, can e-transfer the money, and it's been a very successful business. So thank them both for being here. And again, if you want to check out the Women Entrepreneurs of Saskatchewan website, you can do so by going to wesc.ca. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Is it you? Let's find out. Coming up next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.